This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. As you can tell, based upon Aero Precision and Franklin Armory, I like the AR platform. I like the M4 M16 AR platform. I like it because of its balance. I like it because you can just about make it whatever caliber you want it to be. I'm very partial to the 5.56, but the military is looking to change a few things. Now, one of the designs that has gotten out there, see, the military has said, I mean, it's been 60 years since the AR/M4/M16 platform came along, and it has served us well. There are some people that would get out there and tell you it's not strong enough or something, but see, you can change the ammo that goes into it. That'll take you a long way. The American military has said, in order for us to find another weapon, to field another weapon, we have to see a weapon that is so much better than this platform for us to consider it. And then we're not going to get behind it until we've tested about 100,000 of these in the field. So right now, that's in progress. Now, one of the designs that came along that has seen limited success is the bullpup. Now, these are very interesting weapons. A bullpup takes the action and the magazine and puts it behind the firearm's trigger. Now, the problem with this one is that when you lay your face against the stock of the rifle and you're firing as you're sighting down the length of the rifle, and you can, I mean, a bullpup can actually have a longer barrel and still be shorter overall than the AR-M4 platform can be. But when you're doing that, you're putting it right beside where the detonation's happening. Your face is right beside the action. It's right beside the bolt. Lots and lots of movement happening there. This term that came about, bullpup, was first used to describe embellished target pistols. And so nobody really knows when it first came to describe this particular design for rifles. Now, the first example of the bullpup rifle was the obscure British bolt-action Thornycroft rifle and the similar Godsall rifle, also British, both dating from the early 1900s. They were trying at the time to make a short military rifle owing to the unhappy British experience with the long, clumsy rifles during the Second Anglo-Boer War in South Africa. Neither was adopted nor ever referred to by the term bullpup. In 1951, the British briefly adopted the optical-sighted EM2, or the Janssen rifle, which was an innovative bullpup autoloader and 280 British caliber, but that was swept aside by the FAL in 7.62x51 at the insistence of the Churchill administration, bowing to pressure from the U.S. and the balance of NATO to standardize to a 7.62 by 51 caliber. In the case of the EM2, that was when we first started to see the term bullpup. Now, the modern bullpup military rifle, which was originally attractive because of their compactness, and they were imagined to combine the role of rifle and submachine gun into a single weapon. They were very popular during the 70s and the 80s, but they've sort of fallen out of fashion now, owing to a lack of... There's no ambidexterity to them. A lot of them come with poor triggers and difficulty in reducing stoppages and performing a chamber check. Now, the four current best-known military bullpup rifles are the British SA-80, the Steyr AUG, the French FAMAS, and the Israeli Tavor. And recently, the American-made Desert Tech MDR fits the same description, as does the Kel-Tec RFB. And the Chinese bullpup QBZ-95, adopted by the Chinese military in 2006, replaced their Type 81, which was a Kalashnikov ripoff. And the AUG and the FAMAS and the Tavor can be converted from right-hand to left-hand ejection, but not quickly, not readily, and definitely not under active field conditions. The SA-80 cannot be converted at all, and thus cannot be shot off the left shoulder without the reciprocating bolt handle striking the shooter in the mouth. Charging handles on the AUG and on the Tavor are non-reciprocating. On the FAMAS, the charging handle is reciprocating, but is on top and does not impact the shooter's face, no matter on which side he has the rifle mounted. Now, the reason most of the triggers on these things are so bad is because of the long distance between the trigger and the sear. Now, the AUG has been imported into the U.S., and they are, manufactured domestically now, so they're fairly common. The Tavor has been actively imported and marketed by IMI in the U.S., so they are also common. The FAMAS was imported briefly in the 70s, but fewer than 200 ever reached our shores. They're very rare over here today. They can be found in France, but the civilian version is chambered for .222 Remington, as France, like Mexico, has a ban on military calibers in civilian hands. Desert Tech and Kel-Tec are both American companies and market their rifles to domestic civilian consumers, but neither has secured military contracts for their wares. The Desert Tech is a very nice rifle. I've held those. They're a very nice rifle. But the SA-80 has never been imported in the U.S., and until recently, their reputation in the field has been very poor. And current production quality is much better, as the entire rifle was refurbished under contract with H&K, but outside the UK, the rifle is virtually unknown. In carbine classes, you will see occasionally a Tavor or an AUG. For people that are small, these are very popular because most of the rifle's weight is to the rear. But most of the people coming to these classes have ARs or XCRs or POFs or AKs or M1As or FALs or PTRs or M1 carbines or SCARs or ARXs. So, as the military, it's going to come down to caliber, not so much design. I would not be, right now, I think the front runner is SIG. And I think it's because they have a rifle and some ammo to go with it that's really close to the M4/AR platform. But we'll see. But the AR platform, the ones that we all have, I'm sitting right beside one right now that is a Aero Precision gun. Very hard to get past that design. Very hard to defeat that design. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. right now beside me and always has been. Well, let me, not always has been. When I was doing radio when I in Columbia, South Carolina, WOIC AM 1230, I did a show one day on Sharia law. And right after that, somebody came into my chat room and threatened to saw my head off. And they could see me on video. And I had just gotten this Glock 21. And remember now, at that particular time, I was just talking about general politics. But I'd just gotten this Glock 21. And I showed that to him. I said, if you make it in the house, I'm going to have to deal with you with this. And ever since then, I have practiced home carry. The thing about home carry is that in the event of a home invasion, they are not going to be concerned at all, not even a little bit, as to whether or not you are prepared for this. In fact, they are counting on you. Not being prepared, they're counting on shock and awe. And right here beside me right now, I have a gun I just got back. Well, I'll just say it out loud. I have, you know, I'm taking a second look at Glock. So I've got a nice Glock 17 right here with a nice agency arms trigger on it. And I've got my Arrow Precision Rifle, which is just over here because I moved it so I could vacuum over in the corner. So in the event of a home invasion, well, isn't it going to be surprising for these people when they come in while I'm trying to just to do my radio show? But don't worry, if that were to happen, I would mute the mic so that I don't blow up my producer's ears. But do you home carry? Because you should. Now, not counting what I've just told you, let's look at what happened this past Sunday during an evening home invasion and hostage standoff that took place in Kalamazoo County, Michigan. In the end, the homeowner died from his wounds, and the intruder shot three cops before authorities finally took him into custody. And coming from WKZO, we get Comstock Township, Michigan. Authorities are releasing more details on a hostage situation in Comstock Township that left a young husband dead and three officers injured. It happened around 10:30 p.m. Sunday at a home in the 6300 block of Proctor Avenue near King Highway. Kalamazoo County Sheriff Richard Fuller says a wife, her husband, and their child were watching television at the time when the suspect, unknown to the family, broke inside the residence and started 40 minutes of mayhem. Dispatchers received 911 calls from the wife inside the home, who said her husband was downstairs with an intruder. Fuller says the wife took her child out of harm's way and hid it in another room in another part of the house. Law enforcement officers from multiple departments arrived at the scene, and the SWAT team was en route when officers heard a gunshot inside the residence. Officers went into the home to try to save lives, according to Fuller. A homeowner was killed inside the home. The victim has been identified as 22-year-old Christopher Ryan Lee Neal, new to the community and recently moved in about 2 weeks ago. A new homeowner. Maybe the intruder thought the previous resident still lived there and had drugs and money or something valuable. Either way, the intruder went in without regard for human life. Not only did he allegedly kill his hostage, but cops said he shot three responding officers before they dogpiled him. The wounded officers are expected to survive. Unfortunately, the homeowners didn't have the means to fight back handy. And that's a double bad. Because the male homeowner died. Keeping a gun on you is the safest place to keep a personal protection firearm. That goes for while you're out, as well as when you're at home. That your house is not this magical bubble that's going to keep bad guys at bay. It is far from it. The walls of your home don't really offer any more in the way of protection than those no-gun signs work at keeping evil out of public places. They're not even really good. They're not cover at all. They're designed, nowadays homes are designed to be less expensive, but more insulating. But that doesn't mean it stops bullets. Now, if you go out there and you look around a little bit, you can find a comfortable way to carry a gun. Then you can figure out what is the right gun for you. And you will probably forget you have the gun on your person. I remember when Nate Squared Tactical, who makes a very comfortable holster, they sent me a holster one time. I fell asleep with a Glock, with that Glock 21 in the holster on me. Home carry. Home carry. I know that your home is supposed to be your castle, and it is. But sometimes they storm the ramparts, and you've got to be prepared to repel. When that evening started in Kalamazoo, this young couple and their child were just going to sit down and watch TV. And before it was over, before it was midnight, now there's a widow and an orphan in place in Kalamazoo. And that's maybe it's definitely due because they had no means of self-defense at hand. And that's it's a shame. It's heartbreaking to think about how many people die just because they don't think about what might happen. Being prepared for the unexpected is the key to self-defense. And if you're not going to take those, once you prepare for it, once you've done everything you've got, then you can, your awareness needs to stay jacked up. But everything else can go just fine. Everything else can be normal as you want it to be. Just keep your awareness jacked up. But even in the house, even in your home, this is not a magical place that shields you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On this Christmas Eve, President Trump is waiting to see what North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's Christmas gift turns out to be.
We'll find out what the surprise is, and we'll deal with it very successfully. Let's see what happens.
There is a suspicion that Kim might order a long-range missile test for the first time in more than 2 years. Kim has warned that he will do something unless the United States and the Trump administration lift economic sanctions by the end of the year. A Russian court is extending the detention of American Paul Whelan. The 49-year-old has been accused of spying and faces up to 20 years in prison. The Moscow City Court ordered the former U.S. Marine to stay in custody until late March. U.S. officials have argued that Moscow arrested him to retaliate for the arrest of Maria Butina, a Russian spy in the United States. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Only said that about 1,000,006 times. So right now we're trying to figure out what's going to happen with this, which we won't know until the Supreme Court decides. But during the questioning of Richard Gearing, the attorney representing New York City before the court, Justice Samuel Alito attempted to get a straight answer from the lawyer about whether or not the city believes the Second Amendment exists outside of the home. The justice started by questioning Gearing about the law in question, which was revised by the city after the Supreme Court agreed to hear the case in a transparent attempt to avoid judicial scrutiny. Anybody think that's not the way that happened? I think that's exactly the way that happened. But I digress. Justice Alito, Mr. Gearing, are people in New York less safe now as a result of the enactment of the new city and state laws than they were before? Mr. Gearing, no, I don't think so. We've made a judgment expressed by our police commissioner that was consistent with public safety to repeal the prior rule and move forward without it. Justice Alito, well, if it is not less safe, then what possible justification could there have been for the old rule, which you have abandoned? Mr. Gearing, well, it was a reasonable, as we've outlined in our briefs, it was a reasonable implementation of the state premises license, carry license division. I think, and we explained that there was a verification or verification benefit to the way that that rule was set up. That verification benefit perhaps has not played out as much in practice as it had been predicted, and we believe the police can work harder and make sure that the city stays safe. Justice Alito. So you think the Second Amendment permits the imposition of a restriction and that has no public safety benefit? Mr. Deering. I think you have to look first to consider whether the type of restriction, how the restriction accords with the history under the Second Amendment, before we answer that question. And so I think the right place to start, and for our purposes, maybe starting with shooting ranges, is the best. First key point is that this must be viewed as an adjunct to the premises license. This is not just a general statute or generally applicable statute. It is an adjunct to the premises license. Justice Alito, well, if it is viewed in that way, could the city, would it be consistent with the Second Amendment for the city to prohibit any trip by a person holding a premises license to a firing range? I like that question. Mr. Deering, I think that would be doubtful. And the reason the city went beyond what state law says about a premises license and authorized transport to shooting ranges in the city was because the city recognized that training does intersect and is important to effective use of the handgun in the home. Which, that's a bunch of poppycock. They rescinded it, not because they thought, well, this is a good component to owning a gun. You should know how to operate it. They rescinded it because they didn't want judicial scrutiny. Everybody knows that one. Justice Alito knew this. So he decided to pounce on them. He said, so you are conceding, and I take it doubtful means that it would be unconstitutional. You can tell me if you don't know the answer to that question, but if that's what it means, you're conceding that the Second Amendment protects the possession of a firearm outside the home under at least some circumstances. Mr. Deering, I think what I'm conceding is that in the case of a premises license, the Second Amendment has something to say about what effective possession in the home means. And sometimes that may mean that you need to be able to undertake certain activities outside the home. Justice Alito. Well, if the person is taking the firearm, the handgun, from the home to a firing range, the person is out on the streets of New York, and unless a total ban on taking it to a firing range would be consistent with the Second Amendment, it follows that the Second Amendment, under at least some circumstances, protects the possession of a handgun outside the home. Isn't that correct? Mr. Deering, I think that's a fair way to look at that. But from our perspective, the right question regarding a premise license is, did the rule impermissibly burden effective use of the handgun in the premises? In the same way that to get a gun to a premises, you have to get it somewhere outside, you know, purchase it somewhere outside your premises and bring it there, that certain things had to happen outside the home may be integrally related to effective use of a handgun inside the home. But when you look at a premises license, and not speaking about the Second Amendment at large or writ large, but the premises license specifically, the only proper lens to look at the question through is whether the restriction impinges on effective use of the handgun in the home. Now, of course, and that's the way they see it. You know, in New York, you have to have a permission and a permit just to have a gun, just to own a gun. And they call that a premises license. Carrying the gun is a different story altogether. That's a very hard permit to get come by in California. And Deering cannot say, yeah, the Second Amendment protects the right to have a firearm outside the home. That's not their position. It's not the position of gun control advocates, even those who claim to support the Second Amendment. The gun control movement argued in favor of Washington, D.C.'s gun ban struck down in Heller. They argued in favor of Chicago's gun ban struck down in McDonald. And when they couldn't come up with any good argument in favor of New York City's gun law, they tried to change it rather than risk a court ruling that might tell lower courts to quit treating the Second Amendment like a second-class right. They don't support the right to keep and bear, and they don't support, well, they don't support the right to keep, and they don't support the right to bear, though they may approve a few individuals having the privilege to do so. Now, Alito did a superb job in demonstrating the games that the gun control activists are playing with the right to keep and bear arms. We'll see if there's four more that are ready to go with this, who are ready to put a stop to them. We'll see. I think Stephen Sambalee, he believes that they're going to moot it. He believes they're going to moot it. And I don't know. Well, we're going to see, but I don't know. But whatever happens, this is the thing that's going to start it. This is going to be the thing that starts things first. Because if they moot it and New York goes back and implements that again, then that changes a lot of things in the dynamic. A lot of things in the dynamic. We'll see where it goes. When we get back, we're going to talk about something called the Affordable Bail Initiative. And we're going to find out what the effect of that has been in Chicago. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, we're right now 2 years into an affordable bail initiative that is allowing most accused gun offenders and even accused murderers be released from jail to await trial. And the Cook County Chief Judge says the program is working fabulously. Talking about Chief Judge Timothy Evans, he said during county budget hearings this past November the 4th, it's not by magic that we haven't had any horrible incidents occur using this new bail system. There might be a few people out there in Chicago that might disagree with the chief judge if they were still alive to disagree with him. On February 9th, Darrell Williams violated the terms of a court-ordered curfew. He secured an illegal handgun and then fatally shot 45-year-old Daniel Smith in the back of the head, according to prosecutors. 3 months earlier, Judge Stephanie Miller released Williams on a recognizance bond after he was charged with illegally possessing a stolen handgun near a shots-fired incident on the south side. That was me, he allegedly told police. I let off two rounds to see if the gun worked. Now he's being held without bail. In August, someone shot 34-year-old Neil Sumrell as he sat in his car in Humboldt Park. Someone also shot a woman who was in Sumrell's vehicle as she tried to run away. Prosecutors say they know who at least one of the shooters was, Antoine Lashley. The 18-year-old was free on a recognizance bond and electronic monitoring at the time of the shootings after the cops say they caught him with an illegal handgun on the west side in May. Lashley was on juvenile probation for aggravated battery, causing bodily harm at the time of his gun arrest, according to court records. He is now being held without bail as he awaits trial for murder. In May, prosecutors say 30-year-old Antoine Smith murdered 15-year-old Jalen Ellesy in a or LZ and drive-by shooting. When police arrested Smith during a traffic stop 2 weeks later, they reported finding a loaded handgun in his car. And at the time of the murder, he was free on bail while awaiting trial for class 10 felony armed violence with a weapon, felony manufacture delivery of cocaine, felony repeated unlawful use of a weapon by a felon, and felony aggravated fleeing. He was on parole for illegal possession of a handgun when they arrested him on those charges in September. His bond amount, $6,000. That means you have to put up $600 to get out. Now he is held without bail as he awaits trial for Elsie's murder and the earlier charges. In May 2018, a judge released 18-year-old Randy Wilson to await trial after prosecutors charged him with criminal trespass to a vehicle. But then things escalated when Chicago police allegedly found him carrying a handgun 1 month later, illegally. But another judge released him to await trial again. 3 weeks later, 50-year-old man told police that Wilson and three other men robbed him and two teenagers on the south side. Police arrested Wilson and wrote in a report that he was wearing an electronic monitoring bracelet when they found him. Prosecutors charged him with two counts of attempted robbery with a firearm. He paid a $2,500 deposit bond to get out of jail. And, of course, the judge ordered him to be on electronic monitoring, which didn't help much before. In March, he skipped court and remained AWOL for about 5 weeks until another man reported that Wilson walked up to his car and pointed a handgun at him. A judge finally decided to have Wilson held without bail, and the Cook County Sheriff's Office filed an escape charge against him. On August the 19th, he pleaded guilty to attempted robbery and to unlawful use of a weapon in the two most recent cases. Judge Carol Howard sentenced him to 2.5 years for the robbery case and a consecutive 1 year term for pointing the gun at the guy who was sitting in his car. He's currently in prison, and he will be out on May the 20th of next year. But here's another part that Chief Judge Evans apparently didn't find horrible. After Wilson reported to prison, prosecutors charged him with 5 counts of attempted murder and aggravated discharge of a firearm. They say he shot a 17-year-old boy back in March, on March 9th, 2 days before he went missing from court, while he was supposed to be on electronic monitoring. This kid was busy. In April, police were arrested 39-year-old Quentin Nelson after they allegedly found bags of crack cocaine in his pockets and a loaded handgun in his back seat during a traffic stop. He denied knowing anything about the gun in his car or the packages of drugs in his pants. He has six previous felony narcotics convictions, according to court records. A judge allowed him to go home by posting a $1,000 deposit bond. Last month, while free on the gun case, Nelson shot a 44-year-old man on the far south side. He's now being held without bail while awaiting trial for attempted murder. This is what happens under the Affordable Bail Program. I mean, I couldn't have, you know, you can't make some of this stuff up. There's just no way I could do it. I mean, you start reading about what these guys are and what they've done, and then it's like a snowball at the top of a very nice gradual slope. It's going to roll, and it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And you got a guy, this is the judge, and this is about the same. This is the same thing that's happening now in schools, because this is all about stats, and this is all about racial justice. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I have no problems fighting racism at all. None. But doing, you know, stopping something from happening because of a quota, which is what this is about. This is an attempt to equalize who's in jail. because it isn't fair. That's what it boils down to. It's not fair. And we're trying to make it fair. And what we're doing as we try to make it fair is what ends up happening is we get felons on the street doing what they do, being criminals. And this judge is sitting here saying, nothing horrible's happened. But you just heard what just a handful of these people have done, how much damage they're doing in the community. And, that's just the tip of the iceberg. They just fired the chief of police in Chicago for ethical lapses. And, I don't know what he did that was ethically not good, but this judge that I just told you about, that's a deluded individual. We will be back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, if you would, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock. Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.